Today is July 12th, 1997. I'm Gina Cressy on the back porch of my cottage in Bayside, and I'm talking to Magdalena Brown Smith. And I guess, Magdalena, the first thing that I would ask you to tell me is when you were born and how your family first came to Bayside.
I was born on the 31st of December, 1915. And I'll tell you how I got to Bayside first, but I'll tell you about, according to Amos Kimball, they came down from Newburgh, my grandmother and grandfather and his family and a whole lot of other families by horse and buggy, and would come down to Bayside.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether they had any property then or not. Also, I know they didn't come because it was religious, because I don't think my family that were religious.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the way, they bought a cottage, which is the one that we have now.
And that's the one that you have the deed for?
I have a deed for, and it's in the name of my grandmother, Angelia.
Angelia.
And she was chick, but it's Angelia Brown of Newburgh, Maine, dated December 30th, 1889, and it was received December 31st, 1889, released by Annie E. Wales, the husband of the grantor. So I presume they were the ones that owned the cottage before.
Yeah, and how much did it cost?
It cost the great sum of $400, which I suppose is still $400.
That was a lot of money.
I don't know how they would have like $400 for a cottage. But anyway, it's still standing there, hale and hearty, but also falling apart.
As they all do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that picture that you were showing me of your grandparents sitting on the porch.
Yes.
About when would that have been taken?
I don't know. I have no idea. My father looks young. Mm-hmm. It must have been early 1900s, because I know my grandmother.
Tell me
Brown
the names
died.
Of some of these people that you.
I don't know. That's Angelia Chick, and that's Henry Brown, and that's my father, Leon Brown.
Okay.
And there's some there with a baby and someone else pretty, but I don't know who they are.
Right.
But anyway, I don't know when, because I know she died young, about 62.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling she was one of the early Christian Scientists. And I think she probably just didn't do what she should have done and just lay there on the cottage and went. Anyway.
Tell me what other families your family is connected to in Bayside.
In Bayside?
Mm-hmm.
Really not connected to anyone.
No, okay.
No.
I thought you had some relatives.
I have had relatives up in Dixmont and New Ant, but that
right,
was
but
many,
not
many,
in
not
in
now, but not connected,
okay.
Except by knowing them for many, many years.
Sure. Want to tell me who some of the people are who are around now, who you have known for many, many years?
Oh. Well, she's not here. That's Betty Hoffman,
mm-hmm.
who owned the cottage that Freddie Lincoln and so forth had bought from Lisa.
Sure.
But I've known her since my very earliest
mm-hmm.
days, because she and my mother were very close friends, and that was probably my second home. So I knew them.
Okay.
Probably Janet Collett, or Janet Collett Patty, when she was a little girl.
Sure.
She was my brother's age,
mm-hmm.
and they used to play.
Mm-hmm.
But not a great many others. So many of them are gone.
Yes, yes. You're one of the distinguished senior citizens.
So many. I know. No, that's about it. I knew Adelaide's mother,
mm-hmm.
and
what was her name?
Oh God, I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about some of the places that you associate in Bayside.
First, let me tell you when I got here, shall I?
Please.
All right. I got here, Elizabeth Sperry, who owned the cottage that the McLynches had, and the, what is that, Rosenblum?
Sure.
They own now. Mrs. Sperry owned that cottage. She came from Orlando. It was a boarding cottage, actually, in the summer with people. And that's one of my places that I hung out and spent so much time when I was a little child, because she cooked all these wonderful things. But a few years ago, it must be 10 years ago, Elizabeth Sperry, the daughter, Elizabeth Sperry Bates, said she remembered the day in 1916 when Edith came off the Boston boat and carried Magdalena, who'd been born that December. So I got here, I was here at the beginning of a Northport Village Corporation,
yeah,
which some people are trying to destroy. Okay, now what was the question you asked?
Well, it was going to be about places. What places, when you look back to your childhood years, do you remember? Tell me about stores, for example.
Stores.
Does your family have a connection to a store?
Oh, my grandfather had a store, which I have a picture of, and it says bakery, and I guess it says Brown's ice cream. And we had a big front window, and there's a picture of it, and it's open. You know, I think this was his summer pastime. I don't know what he did in the winter.
Where was it?
It's in our cottage.
This is your cottage?
That's a cottage. And that's the front window, which is still that great big front window.
It is. That's,
that's our cottage, the same, and the windows.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was called Brown's.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how long he did it, but he did.
That's a wonderful picture. So it was a bakery. And what year do you think that would have been? Do you have any idea?
Oh, God, it must have been before 1900.
Before 1900.
Okay. Probably when they first brought it. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
What does it say? Does Nothing it say? On the back.
No.
But it had to be then.
Yeah? What are some of the stores you remember in the campground when you were...
Well, the one I remember best was up where Blair... That was a store,
mm-hmm,
and it belonged to W.C. Tuttle, the photographer that so many of these things,
mm-hmm,
come from.
Mm-hmm.
And they had ice cream and all kinds of good things. I can remember Tootsie Rolls,
mm-hmm,
and there, there was a platform, and you could stand up, look up over,
oh,
and his daughters were there.
Oh.
I remember one was Phyllis. I don't remember the other. I think it was Hilda.
Oh.
But that was one of the places.
Yeah.
And when that went, it was very sad.
I'll bet it was.
Eventually, I think it became a post office and all that.
Uh-huh.
And the other was Perkins' store.
Where was that?
It was up the hill. Oh, it's hard to say. It's, well, the first road goes up to the country club. It's a house now.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of catty-corner to John and Bergen. It's
okay.
That lighthouse there,
uh-huh,
and it was Perkins' store.
Okay.
And all kinds of things there. And then it became Hastings' store.
The same one. Perkins became Hastings.
Hastings. And then it closed. And those things are sad.
Yes, it is. Now, where did your parents do all of their grocery shopping? Right here, or did they go to Belfast as well?
Oh, my parents. I'm sure they went to Belfast. There wasn't anything to do here.
Okay.
But there were people that came. But I can remember. Especially was milkman, Harold Herrick. I could recognize him now if I saw him. And he brought real milk with cream on top and eggs. And he came practically every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think Herrick's still are somewhere in Northport or Lincolnville. And he came. And there was Jeff, who was a fisherman, who would come to the dock with a boat filled with fish.
Uh-huh.
I remember those especially.
Yeah. Did your parents have a car?
Yes. I would assume so. I don't remember.
But you don't remember.
We must have had a car.
Yeah. Tell me how you got back and forth from New York.
By boat. For the first years, we used to come up on the Boston boat. We'd go from New York,
mm-hmm,
on a boat to Boston,
mm-hmm,
and then get off and get out on the boat and come up here,
mm-hmm,
and get arrive here in the morning.
So you slept on the boat?
Yes, we slept on the boat, but I still can remember getting up in the morning and having breakfast. We'll probably be down by Rockland or somewhere,
mm-hmm,
and have breakfast.
Was it exciting knowing that you were getting close to Bayside?
Oh, it's just as exciting now as it was then. And then after we'd drive,
mm-hmm,
then we would drive up.
Right.
But that wasn't as much fun.
Oh, I guess not.
And then we sometimes came on the train when they had trains.
Well, could you come on... How many trains did you have to take?
I don't know. There was a train that we would go. It'd go, I think, all the way from New York to Burnham Junction.
Wow.
And then we'd get off Burnham Junction, get on another little train, and come to Belfast.
On the same tracks that are now used?
Yes, I'm sure they're safe
for the
tracks.
Tourist train, that's great.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
But those are the three ways. And then later it was always driving.
And then, so you remember when the big boats would come in?
Oh, yes.
Because you used to come on them yourself.
Yes, they'd come. They'd one at night going back, going south, and the one in the morning, and everyone would go down. And we had this great big wharf until it got knocked down.
Ooh. And was it a social gathering for that?
Hmm?
Was it a social gathering?
Yes, yes, everyone would go down. Just like everyone would go for the mail. And you'd see everybody, at the mail.
Now, tell me where the mail was that it wasn't delivered to your cottage.
No, it was up there in the corner store. That was, the mail was there.
Where Blair is.
Yes. And then they changed it from there. It was in the little house next door. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, it was up the hill somewhere. It was really crazy.
Can you remember the names of any community leaders from your youth?
Oh my gosh, yes. So Flanders and Cobb and, mostly the Cobbs, mm-hmm. Flanders, I think there was Mortimer, I think there were.
Cobbs, though, are they the ones that built the big house?
Yes,
that is
yes,
Dean Evans
yeah.
And that? And were you in the gang of kids that used to sneak up there at night? And
that was when I was after, when I was not a child.
You were
a child.
Okay.
When I was older. No, I didn't.
You were too grown up.
No, I didn't sneak up there. I'd been there. That's where they used to go. I can remember Mama and Jane Hoffman, all of them. They went partying all the time.
Ah.
The Cobes would have parties, and the Mortimers, and the Brevers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real party place.
Well, it's, to this day, it's the kind of house where that
mm-hmm.
would be appropriate. So what are some of the things that you remember doing when you were small? You were a swimmer?
Oh, God, yes. Excuse me. Yes. I would go. I swim, which I don't do now. We'd mm-hmm. swim. I'd swim with my little friend, Trudy, who Martha Borgeson has that cottage,
mm-hmm.
the Dillingham Cottage.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be little, and she'd come out in the morning and get her grand aunt would do her curls and corkscrews, and we'd play and we'd go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
There are pictures of us in the water. And other children, too. I don't remember all of them, but I know Trudy was a special friend.
Yes.
And we'd
yeah.
swim and play.
That's
I know we were not always good children.
Tell me some of the things, rules you remember breaking, or naughty things you remember.
Oh, I don't know.
You must have had an independent streak even then.
Well, I think I did, but I can't remember all the things I did. I'll have to go get wild strawberries.
Mm, where?
This park here was filled with them.
Huh.
And in back of the town hall.
Yeah?
Well, we used to also see movies. They used to have movies there, black and white, and they someone played the piano.
They were silent movies?
Yes.
Great. Can you remember any title? No.
No.
So you'd all move up there, you'd watch the movie, and somebody would be playing
the piano.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember all the things. So how do you remember what you did 75 years ago?
Tell me about dances. Did they have dances when you were young?
Oh, yes, dances. Well, I've got a little beyond being, you know, even when I was 14, 15, that was a while ago, you used to have them up at the country club. Yeah, almost every week with a band that would come, and we would get, even when I can remember when I was 15, we'd wear a little evening dress and dance.
How elegant.
And it was wonderful. It was
now,
fun.
Did people have go with their dates, or did just everybody would go?
Everyone would go.
That's best.
Yes.
That's best.
I think so.
And there were chaperones?
Of course. I'm sure there were. I mean.
Now, how about boating? Do you have any memories of going out in sailboats or in?
Yes, I used to go with the Bryants, who owned the jewelry store in Bangor.
Uh-huh.
They bought a cottage where my Auntie Nan lived.
Where was that?
Down in the South Shore.
Uh-huh.
And I go sailing with them.
Yeah.
I never really cared about it, but he'd take us on moonlight nights. And there was Captain Gooden, who had this long, very slim cabin cruiser. We'd pack in and go across to Marshall's Cove.
Oh.
But I didn't tell you something that happened again when I was a child, but I was still too little. The fire, the hotel burned down.
Tell me about that. Oh. You can remember.
I can remember that because I can remember standing out in front of the cottage. I must have been 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was holding my brother, who was 3 years younger.
Yeah.
And mother had, I can't remember his name. It wasn't Mel Page. It was someone else. I was in the cottage, and mother, with these sheets full of all our possessions and clothing and everything, so we could go, and we did. We went down to Auntie Nan.
Oh.
But it didn't. But it was a tremendous fire, though. That was the big hotel, this great thing that's here somewhere. And
this is the one with the two sort of twin towers?
Yeah, so there.
Wow.
And here, that's the bigger, that one. There
great.
It is. And fortunately, the wind was right, and it didn't spread, and I don't think it burned anything but the hotel.
But when you think of how close it is,
yes,
to some of these other cottages.
Right, they're still there. That's the one that the Collets lived in, or I don't know then, but after Janet's father.
Okay. Now, do you have any other memories of fires?
There was a fire, another fire, but in the woods there was a hotel in back of Robinson's, the garage.
Where's this? This is up next to the community?
Up the hill, you know, where the Robinson's.
Yeah.
That was on Flanders Road, or whatever you call it.
Okay.
There was a hotel there.
Didn't know that.
I don't remember the name, but there was a fire.
How old about were you when that happened?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a little...
Oh, sure. I mean, did you dash up to see it?
No.
How about the cottage right across Bayview Park from me? Were you around when that burned? The one that was between the Conovers and the Fultons?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know much about it except that it did burn.
Right. So we're fortunate that...
It wasn't, didn't do any harm to Louis's cottage. It was literally crepe on then.
Right, that's right. Let's see what else we have here now in the pictures.
I have lots more at home, but these just happen to be here.
Now, what do we have here?
I don't know. I'm not sure whether that's our cottage or not, because I don't think that there's not a big porch, but this is awfully close to the shore, and it isn't like it is now. But I don't know what it is. I don't think it's our cottage, but they could have built a porch on it after.
But it's hard to
tell. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
The cottage next door. Anyway, the cottage next door is still the same one that was there when I was
little. Sure. How about wartime in Bayside? World War II. Were you here at all?
Yes.
How did the fact that there was a big world war going on affect this little summer colony?
Well, I wasn't here for all of it because I went away with the Red Cross. But we had to cover up our windows so there wouldn't be any light because supposedly of German submarines. But who knows? We've had enough warships in there in the Revolution. But that was, I think otherwise everything went on.
Were there shortages of goods?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. So that was one era I wanted to ask you about, the Depression. Do you have any memories of how that affected Bayside?
No,
not
really.
Not in particular.
No.
Yeah.
It may have done. But, you know, people didn't rent their cottages the way they do now.
Well, they did.
People had a cottage, and that was stayed in it. Mm-hmm. Or if they weren't here, it was empty.
And did most people come at the beginning of the summer?
I think, yes.
Stay the whole time? Yeah. As your parents did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my father didn't, but mother did, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was he doing?
He was in the theater, and he'd be traveling. He'd be on the road. Or when he could, traveling all over the United States,
mm-hmm.
and... Well, when he got back, and he'd be here.
Yes. Now, this is your mother's side of the family.
My father's.
Oh, it's your father's. Okay.
Yes, my father was born in Dixmont, and they lived in Newburgh, and his family settled there in the late 1700s. So
mm-hmm.
they didn't. Yes, it was my father's.
Okay, so that's the Brown name that carries through.
Yeah.
It's your maiden name.
Yeah.
And so your mother started coming here as an adult after she
married my
after
father.
After she was married to
your
father. Okay.
So
makes
yes.
sense. Now, what other pastimes? How about, I've heard people mention horseshoes. Do you have any memories of that?
I never played horseshoes, but they used to be up there, up the hill. I don't know, in the back from the...
Behind Broadway, behind those cottages?
Yes, yeah, somewhere there. I can remember that there was somewhere where they do horseshoes.
Right. And tennis, is that something that you have memories of?
Yes, they're tennis courts, but I didn't like tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for tennis. jumping around chasing a ball. I felt the same way. My mother used to go golfing. And I never liked golfing either.
Uh-huh.
It seemed to me a waste of time knocking a ball around. When I could walk. But
now tell me, what are some of the longest walks you've taken from here? I've seen you walk to the store. Where else have you gone?
Saturday Cove.
Good long hike.
Mm-hmm. We used to walk all the time down the road down to Temple Heights,
mm-hmm.
practically once a week or so.
Great.
When I was a teen.
Yeah.
Betty Gibson, who is no longer here, and some other people, and we'd walk down there.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yes.
Let's see, what other...
I mean, that's really a nice walk. I don't think I'd want to do it now, but still.
Yes, it is. Well, I will point out that you're one of the few people here who don't drive, because you're from New York City. Where
that's right. We had a car until about 20 years ago. But in New York, we couldn't use it there, and up here it was too hard to leave it for the winter, and finally gave up.
But you seem to get along pretty well.
Except I'd like to drive.
Sure.
But my daughter said I wouldn't drive with you, Mother. I have my license, so I don't.
Okay. Let's see what else I wanted to ask you, Magdalena.
I haven't told you very much.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, I there's nothing else, but I mean, I can't think of anything.
Sure. Well, I guess not. One thing that many people associate with you now, of course, is your great love for and kindness towards cats.
Oh,
cats. When you were a little girl, did you? Tell us how you got to become the famous Bayside cat person you are.
I don't know.
How did it start?
I don't know. I think it started when I was a little girl. We lived in Briarcliff. My daddy loved cats. And we used to have cats and have kittens. That was in the days when they didn't spay them. I don't think you even went to a veterinary then. I don't think there were any,
yeah.
I don't know. So we would have cats. And half of Briarcliff would have our cats. And then we'd come up here, and I remember driving up with the cats in the car. I remember with a mother cat, little kittens.
Mm-hmm.
I was maybe nine years old. We'd bring them up.
Did your mother like them as well?
Yes, I did. But my father loved them so. And in those days, you know, you'd have all these little kittens and you couldn't find anywhere for it. And I can remember him dying, crying because he had to drown them. You couldn't find a home for lots of little kittens.
Uh-huh.
I can remember him. And he would cry so.
So that's a thing you inherited from your father.
I think
so. A love of cats.
Yep, but my daughter got it too.
And your daughter Elaine got it too. Now, someday we'll want to interview Elaine because she certainly has had a lot of Bayside memories of her own.
Oh, Lord, yes, she's had wonderful ones.
Yes, she has. Yes, she has.
Losing her dearest friend, Cheryl McNint, you know those.
Mm-hmm. Yep, memories sad and memories happy. Let's see what else we can cover. You've gotten me a lot of... Any community-wide events that you can remember happening here? Any 4th of July?
It used to be fun. I can remember when they used to do things. I can remember when the Shriners used to come. Practically come every year or so. They'd come down and have the most wonderful parade.
Oh.
It was great in their costumes. Nothing like that happens anymore. We don't even have a concert on
the
4th of July.
We didn't,
No.
We didn't have a band concert.
And it used to be fun.
Yeah. How about, tell me a little bit about what people wore in your earliest memories. So what did your mother wear?
Oh, Lord.
Well, when you look at these pictures, for example...
I don't remember what people wore.
You don't?
I can remember Mother wearing... I mean, they didn't wear short dresses.
Did they wear slacks or did women?
No, they didn't wear slacks, and I don't think so.
Yeah, that's certainly a major difference between then and now.
Yeah, I know. They wore dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess in the 20s, and I think they started with, I was 15, maybe somewhere in the middle 20s, they wore shorter dresses they didn't wear.
Sure. What kind of bathing costumes? Do you remember when men wore tops, bathing suits with tops?
Yes, and I can remember. I still have a bathing suit there of my mother's. Janet and I were talking today about them going out here in the water and holding hands and popping up and down.
Who was doing this?
Oh, I think Lulie Prepon, probably Alma Flower. I don't know, Mother Webb. I know Jane Hoffman.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember them swimming, but as a little girl, I can remember them out there.
Were they exercising or just having fun?
They were they were having fun. That was too cold. They just didn't want to get wet, but they could bob up and down. I used to go all the time, though, at night, any time of the day.
Sure. I consider you a good swimmer.
And swim back and forth through the dock and back.
Mm-hmm. Even when the water is cold.
Yep.
Because you got used to it when you were very young.
It probably wasn't cold to me then. But it is now.
That's true. Now, what else do I associate with you, Magdalena? Picking wildflowers is something that you've been doing?
Oh, I've been doing always.
Always.
But I can't get them. You don't get them as many. They're not as many to pick anymore. And they come along with these things and cut them down along the road.
That depletes the supply,
yeah.
Doesn't it? Any changes that you can think of that are pretty drastic between your early days and now? For example, did you have phone service?
No phone.
Okay. No. Water?
Water, I can always remember having water.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have phone. I can remember growing up, we'd go up to the store. I had to use the phone.
Okay.
My mother'd go next door to Catherine Hart.
Okay. And what kind of a cook stove did your mother use?
Oh, regular gas stove, as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to haul wood for anything?
No, we had our stove in the living room, the Glenwood, that we used when it was cold, which
sure.
I still use.
Is it the same stove?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. How about refrigeration? How was that handled in the early
With ice. I think there was someone by the name of McGaskill used to come around with ice. We had this brown, tall refrigerator, I guess it was, yes, and we would have ice in the top.
Uh-huh.
That I remember that.
Yeah.
Until we've got our first Sears refrigerator.
And of course you didn't have any frozen foods then.
Not then. No,
right.
no, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything was nice and fresh.
Yeah. Now, these boats that would come in and bring people, did they also bring food or other goods, or were they strictly passenger boats?
I think, they were strictly passenger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They might have brought food, but I mean, you're not really, as a child, interested in whether someone's bringing.
Exactly.
As long as you have food.
That's all you
We have. Always had plenty of food, I think, from Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't very many stores, and they didn't have a great many things like the way they do now.
Has Belfast changed a lot?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, downtown hasn't, but for shopping and so forth, it has. You remember, we used to have to bring things like olive oil and all these things up with us, because you can get them in a store up here.
And now it's a more sophisticated town with a lot more of them.
Yep.
Okay, well, Magdalena, I'm going to thank you very much, and I appreciate your coming and talking to me this afternoon, and you have a lot of memories of a time that I can't remember.